DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Wedding Chat with Jeremy Breck and Dave Tournier.
Jerry, we're live.
Oh, my gosh. We made it.
We're here. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for sticking with the tech difficulties.
You know what? The only reason they stuck around is because they know we have some big giveaways tonight. Otherwise, they're thinking, why am I here?
Thanks, Jeremy. I never really thought of that. Up until now, like for the last week since John told us, I thought this was a bit of an honor, but you're right. I now realize why he gave the biggest giveaway to us. I mean, what do you do to the weakest show, right?
That's right. You have to prop it up. That's right. Prime it.
Oh, wow. Anyway. So
I am Jeremy Breck, DJ Jer out of Sioux Falls, DJ Jer Shop Time. Maybe you've seen me at some of the past conventions, speaking and hopefully inspiring. And speaking of that, Dave, are you gonna make your announcement?
Not yet, because it's tied to resolutions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, but, I'll introduce myself. I'm Dave Tournier, author of a DJ shop.com. God, Shop Time is Jeremy, a DJ thought.com. Apologies, it's been a little quiet the last couple of weeks, lots going on. In my spare time, I dress up as an elf.
Yes, you do.
Jeremy, where's your Christmas sweater? What's going on?
Here's my sweater. My live scarf keeps me warm.
And PETA's gonna have something to say about that. Look at that. It was a nice show while it lasted. Thanks, Jeremy, for ruining it.
It is now shut down. I don't have any ugly sweaters to dress up in. Actually, I don't really have a lot of sweaters. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, you don't? I'll tell you what. So I'm just gonna. Somebody said, "G'day, can you stand up so you can see your shirt or zoom out?" Sure. This is the shirt, folks. All there is to it. And no, I'm not pregnant. What, Ian? Holy. So Jeremy, I did not own an ugly sweater until 2 days ago. I was going to a wedding vendor networking night, a Christmas themed one. And one of the photographers was like, "Hey, like, you're wearing an ugly sweater, right?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll try to find one." Okay. And then another friend was like, "Hey Dave, apparently we're wearing ugly sweaters. I don't have one, but I'm going to run to the bargain shop and see if they have one." I'm like, "Buy me one. I don't care what it is. Just size large, make it happen." And this is what she got me.
There you go.
So I figured
that's very unique.
I figured I'll never wear it again, so I better wear it tonight.
You're the tallest elf known to man. Yeah. So let's get on this, because I know that, you know, people are excited about the giveaway. We're going to go until a little after 10. So we're going to extend the show a little bit, just because we do have some fun things to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think we should start. Let's start talking. Enough about your sweater.
Wait. Start talking. What exactly have we been doing for the last 4 minutes?
Okay, so let's talk about something that actually matters. All right. So,
Christmas list.
Yeah.
Have you got some stuff on it, DJ related? We kind of touched on that last time around.
There's a couple things that we're looking for, I think, going into the upcoming season. The biggest things is actually more of like the safety net, like the backup equipment. I don't know if I brought this up. I don't know if I brought this up in the past show, but you know, John was talking about the little Newmark DJ to go 2 controller. And I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. You know, I'm a virtual DJ person. This thing is actually made. It's actually got Serato written right on it. Get over it. It's got Serato written right on it. So obviously it was created and built for Serato, but virtual 8 automatically connected to it. And everything worked like phenomenally. So
nice.
The cool thing with this is if your board goes down, then you can, and I also run the Evolve 50s, the Electro Voice Evolve 50s, and they have the 1/8-inch jack, that you can plug into.
Yeah.
On this board, the output is actually, you can see it says main right here, and it's just an 1/8-inch jack that comes out from there.
Oh, wow. So
this would go directly right into, I mean, and they give you, I mean, this is the cable that it comes with. It's the RCA to 1/8-inch, but yeah. You can technically go 1/8-inch to 1/8-inch right into the Evolve 50 using this little unit. And these units are like dirt cheap. I got this thing from Ben or Kat over at NLFX, and I'm like, how much is this thing? She's like, this much, and that's shipped. I'm like, hold on. I want to make sure that I'm getting the number 2 and not the old version. Can you send me the price again? And it was like 70 some bucks. I mean, for 70 bucks, I had to give it a try.
It would be about 300 in Canadian dollars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. plus shipping. And you can just get it shipped to that little barn that is just south of the border that you were talking about before the show started. That's a whole different topic. We'll get into that. But I think, you know, we'll pick up a couple of these. So we have them as backups for our guys. They're simple, they're compact. They can technically put it in their glove compartment. That I think is going to be, you know, one of the things that we're looking at for, you know, if you talk about gear. One of the other things too is, I mean, with all the changes going on with microphones, I think is going to be a big purchase for us this year. Yeah. Nice wireless handheld microphones, lapels. You know, we do a lot of corporate functions where we need good lapels and good handhelds and, you know, some country headsets or country headsets.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big purchase for us this year. I think we're going to get probably a little bit more into some trussing just with some of the work that we're looking at getting into.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, lighting wise, I think I told you last show, I just bought a ton, and we bought this really killer scoping as well.
Jeremy has more lights than I believe I have people living in the town I live in.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. Once I actually have my guy working on inventory right now, and he's like, "Did you know we have this many of this?" I'm like, "I did not know that." And you know, the scary thing is,
Jeremy has a guy doing inventory for his lights. You guys picked that up, right? He has one guy whose job it is to count his lights.
There's more than just lights. There's everything. I mean, everything. But you know, it's funny. My wife, Sarah's my wife.
Yeah.
Whenever a box or FedEx pulls up, she goes, "All right, what'd you buy now?" you know, you've probably seen some of the pictures that I've put on Facebook. It's like, it's Christmas and it's like June or it's my birthday, which is in June. But I love the progression that our industry is making with technology.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
I think there's great stuff that's coming out. I think there's great stuff that is currently out, and it's always pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some other big purchases. Actually, I can't talk about, but there's going to be some exciting things for us coming up for 2018. So
nice, very cool.
Yeah, how about you?
You know what? I'm probably going to replace my DDJSX this coming year. Okay. I've had it. God, will it be 4 years this spring? No. It might be. When did that thing come out? Who knows?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what's going on with Pioneer.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll probably replace that this year. And that way my DDJSX will be my backup controller from that point forward.
Yeah, we talked about backups.
It would be nice to add a few more wireless uplight fixtures. Unlike Jeremy, I can do inventory of my light fixtures by myself, provided I haven't forgotten how to count to 20. I can do it. So, I mean, Jerry, you know, I've got 20 fixtures, so that does limit me in, you know, a lot of rooms where it would be nice to have 24, 28, 30. Yeah. So, hopefully add a few more of those. I'm a Chauvet Freedom Park Hex Fork type of guy.
Nice.
Other than that, you know, I'm pumped. I'm going to be heading down. Well, of course, I'll be heading to Mobile Beat, and I'm going to take in the new Marbeka workshop, be announcing an engineering workshop in March.
Gosh, you know, we have an event going on while that's going on. Like we're busy, which is great. I'm not going to complain. We have an obligation because they have like three of those going on, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
I've got something scheduled every single time.
Nice.
But I mean, that you talk about that workshop and Marbeka workshops to me are some of the best when it comes to MC training and the love story workshops. One of my guys I'm sending down there because he is one of our top DJs, but he's never taken a Marbeka workshop. So I'm really excited to see how they mold him to where he's at as a professional and just kind of find the little things that are going to make huge differences for him. So that's going to be an exciting nice. Journey.
Yeah. You know, we should maybe do a show dedicated to maybe our experiences through the Marbeka program, for lack of a better word, maybe, and maybe we can talk. God, I got a whole pile of questions that I would love to field to you and I ahead of time for consideration, but let's consider doing that anyway. And the other thing that's, you know, I guess not really on my Christmas list, I've already got a book that I'm excited about in the coming year, is I'm going to head down to the lighting symposium and the audio symposium. They're nice. 2 days apiece, back to back, so 4 days. You know, most people that know me know that, you know, performance is probably my biggest comfort zone. I love gear, love that type of stuff too, but I mean, I'm nowhere near a lot of my colleagues in this industry when it comes to understanding the tech side of sound. And I mean, I'm a guy that I want to plug stuff in and I just need it to work.
You know, and that's a great, I've taken both of those. I've been to the audio symposium. I've been to the lighting symposium, which I've actually have spoke for, gosh, what was it? I don't even know how many times. I don't think I spoke at the first one, but I've spoken at the last couple. And they're great. They're great networking opportunities as well. And again, I mean, you and I talk about that all the time. Networking to me is one of the keys to any successful business. They're both phenomenal workshops. So I encourage anybody, and I think they're actually all sold out, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Which is like, what, like 20 or 40 people per workshop, like sold out, like is a serious deal with them.
I talked to Mike Dussault with EV, and you know, he was pretty excited because you know, the first time they did it, people were kind of like, you know, what's this really all about? And I think those were the people that came were the ones who were kind of skeptical about it. But the people I think who are coming now realize that there's a lot of value in technical aspects, like you're talking about. Performance is important, but if you don't know how to run your microphone or work the gain structure correctly, your voice doesn't really matter. And what you're doing on a microphone doesn't really matter. You have to have good clarity. You have to know what you're doing with your audio. Yeah. And, you know, if you're having feedback issues, bam, you know how to fix those issues. So it's a great workshop. I'm actually hoping that they do another one. but, or I'm sorry, I'm hoping they do like another session maybe in the fall or something like that. But maybe they just, you know, they just kind of play it out and then fill the seats again come the, you know, spring of 2019.
Right, right. Yeah, so other than that, that's, I don't know how the hell we got from Christmas list to what I'm excited about coming up next year, but we did.
No, I think this is good because, you know, when I talk about Christmas list, that was, I talked about the gear aspects, you know, you know, some of the other things, I guess this is kind of what you would consider New Year's resolutions as well. I want to get to, Joe Bunn and Mike Walter, Mike Walters's workshop because, and again, yeah, yep. Take a drink. their DJ PhD is a workshop that I have not taken. And you know that I love workshops. I do a ton of workshops. That is the one I have not taken.
Agreed.
And I definitely want to. I've heard a lot of people talking about the success from that, that workshop and the things that they've taken away from it. And I love different perspectives. I love hearing from people who run a multi-op this way and people who run a multi-op that way, or people who focus on this type of performance, but then this type of performance can also be, you know, a different style. So it's that one workshop I haven't done yet. So that's on my Christmas list. Hopefully that happens. Nice. Audible. Nice. Audible gift cards is another thing that's on my Christmas list. I love to listen to Zig Ziglar, you know, the Go Giver. That was one that you had recommended. I got that on Audible. I love always learning. And those are some things that I think DJs can really utilize. Because when you're driving in your vehicle or you just, you know, you don't want to listen to music, you just want to take something else in. Maybe it's just a book, you know, Audible gift cards are a great idea.
True that. Very true. Hey, just before we get into New Year's resolutions for the coming year, I'd love to chat quickly about if you did anything for this year, because I did do something, but before we get there, a couple of quick comments, questions. Thank you all for participating and hanging out with us. So because of that, I don't want to avoid some of the questions that are popping up in the chat real quick. If we can answer some of these quickly, Jerry, you cool with that?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Jeremy, send me the lights you don't need. Ha ha ha.
is that Mitch Taylor?
Nope. Imagine what Jared's house would look like at Christmas with all those lights.
Oh my gosh. You want to talk about that? Okay. So
serious?
Yeah. It's kind of a funny story because my wife gives me such a hard time because she's like, we probably have more lights than anybody in this area. And our house has like two strings of lights on it. it's pretty sad. It is pretty sad. And so when we're hanging lights, I don't know why. I just don't enjoy hanging Christmas lights. So we're hanging Christmas lights. And like that night at dinner time, we usually go around the table with our kids. And we're like, okay, what was your high today? What was your low today? And, you know, each one of my kids was like, oh, my high was putting up Christmas lights. Oh, putting up Christmas lights. I'm like, okay, Jeremy, what was your high today? And I'm like, I couldn't think of anything. And then I'm like, I don't want to say what my low is because it's everybody else's high. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So, I had to refrain from that. But yeah, I think it's just because I have so much going on around this time. And to have that one more obligation of having to put the lights up and then having to take them back down. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. You're doing this all wrong. The having to take down part doesn't exist in my world.
This is the
they stay up all year long. No shame. Having said that, I don't know if it's available in Sioux Falls. And if it isn't, someone, you better start it. But there is a local charity group, not in this town, but I was talking to a buddy in another town, and for $75, they'll come and hang your lights. So they have a bucket, they have all the gear, they're literally in and out in 30 minutes. And I'm like, that's a brilliant business idea. Or better yet, what a great way for a charity to raise money.
Yeah.
Like they're working nonstop, these people.
So I had a town that actually contacted me and they said, you know, we want to have our downtown, like historical downtown. We want to basically create this walking parade of lights. So you basically are walking the street and there's all of this, you know, like movers and, you know, wash lights and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's doable. It's not going to be cheap because I got to get, you know, all of our IP65 rated stuff. Yeah. Have to put globes over our movers, you know, because they want it up like the entire month. Plus, you know, with the cold weather, you don't know exactly what's all going to happen. And DMX this out and outside, you know, you got to wrap the DMX cables with electrical tape to even, you know, try to keep them safe. But yeah, I'm just like, you're going to need about a 6-figure budget to do something like this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we might just wait then. I'm like, that's probably a good idea.
Crazy. All right. Let's bang through a few more of these here quick. And I don't say bang through them as a disrespect to your questions because they're great, but everything just screwed up timing wise today. What's a good choice for lapel mic to let pastor wear during the ceremony? I think that was mentioned because you mentioned you were getting some new mics this year, maybe, Jer. I use a little Countryman that I, no, sorry, on my, no, on the pastor, I use a Shure. On the groom, I use a Countryman, but what do you use?
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. Like when I'm doing a wedding, we actually have, I think it's called Airwave it's Samson, Samson, Samson. They have this little unit, which I use for our officiants all the time. The stuff that I'm talking about and getting, and I'll come back to it, but the stuff that I need to get is the stuff for bigger level, like we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people productions, like thousands of people sitting in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So more stage production. The Samson Airwave, actually, Dave, keep people occupied. I'm going to go grab one quick so I can show you guys. It's because it's pretty cool. I'll be right back.
Okay, sounds good. I will say the biggest trick when it comes to lapel mic for ceremony in my world is where it gets put on the groom, because I use the one on the groom to pick up him and the bride. So the couple anyway. And I have had great success with placing the microphone behind the tie or even underneath the groom's shirt, because through that I don't get any wind and I'm able to crank my gain a lot more and get far more volume than I ever thought possible. So that's my tip I'll quickly give regarding microphones for ceremony.
And we can so
show on that down the road. But
what you're talking about right now, so get this, I had a situation where the guy or the groom had a bow tie. He didn't have a vest. Mm-hmm. And it was a white suit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have black lapels. I didn't have a white lapel. So I
don't know. I've got a white one for that reason. Okay.
So here's what I did, you know, WWDJJD. It's not on this coat, but you know, it's on our t-shirts on the sleeves. What would DJ Jer do? So what I did is I got a safety pin and I put the safety pin on the inside of his coat, because there was nothing else for me to clip onto because it was a windy day and we needed to protect it. Okay. So even though your lapel is white, if it's still windy, you still have to put that somewhere, and he had nothing to clip onto. So we actually put a safety pin inside the coat, and then we clipped it to the safety pin and it worked phenomenal. So
nice.
Yeah. Something to think about.
So, Jared, on that note, just because we're right there, a videographer friend once gave me some stickers for lapel mics. Have you ever seen those things?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yep.
Yeah. So literally it sticks the lapel mic right to the skin of the person. And then there's a little fuzzy thing that sticks over top. So as the shirt moves over it, the fuzzy thing absorbs any sound or doesn't make sound. And again, it's bizarre how much gain you can get out of those things when you have the mic placed there.
You know, Dave, you could technically just use Velcro and stick it right to your chest.
No. Because Velcro is going to scrape.
You have a hairy chest. Anyways, okay. So here's what I want to show you. So this is the little Samson. This is the receiver. Okay. It's pretty sweet. It's battery powered.
Whoa. Okay.
Flip this switch.
Sorry, that's the transmitter or the receiver?
This is the receiver. Yeah. Okay. So It has two little antennas.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this cable, eighth inch,
yeah,
plugs in to the back. And then this plugs into your mixer.
Okay.
So I don't need to plug this into anything power-wise because these are rechargeable.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is the headset and transmitter.
Whoa.
So there's no other body packs or anything like that. Basically, this just slides over the ear like so. And you're good to go. Yeah. It's pretty slick. Little button right here. You tap it to go mute, and you just hold it to turn it off or turn it on.
Crazy. And great range with it.
Yeah. You know, I usually set to the side of a ceremony. I haven't really had any problems. It's, you know, I've had to use these inside of a large steel building. Then you start having maybe a little bit more difficulties, but, yeah, it's been pretty solid for me. I've been really happy with them. We have about five of them now, and we use them all the time for ceremonies. They're really good units, and they're actually pretty reasonable. So it is, I can tell you exactly what it is. It is the Samson Airline Micro.
Hmm. And what's that sell for, roughly?
Canadian, probably like 2,000. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I can't remember. We bought these so long ago.
Hmm.
I want to say they're probably maybe $300. I don't know. Okay. Someone, I'm sure someone's looking it up right now and being like, he's full of crap.
Right, right, but right.
Yeah. I think they're like 250, three, no more than 400 bucks.
Got it. Got it.
So, yeah. Wait, so that is, that's a little ceremony tidbit. Nice. Microphone.
Okay. Real quick. Someone says, Jeremy, sign up now for PhDJ. Not many seats left. I'll be there with my wife. That's member 326987. That's your username. I don't know who you are, member 326987, but thanks for being here, member 326987.
I already can't go. I can't go because I have to.
It's okay. I don't want to listen to your excuses.
Not okay. Like I'm seriously, I was frustrated that I couldn't go. I contacted Joe Bunn. I said, hey, when does the workshop start? Thursday. Great. He goes, and it gets done Friday at 5 o'clock. I'm like, that's not great. Cause I have a wedding on St. Patrick's Day, and I have rehearsals and everything scheduled with them. Like I'm officiating the wedding and I cannot be there. Anyways, go next question.
You're choosing not to be there. I just don't let him up. Jeremy, can you answer this in 20 seconds? What would be a good Chauvet equivalent to the ADJ Focus Spot 2? I love the gobos and prisms in the Focus 2.
I don't know enough about the ADJ mover. I can tell you, here's the two movers that I focus on, or the two movers I have. I have, actually, they're right here, the Intimidator Hybrid 140s. If you're doing bigger production, if you're doing more mobile DJ, we just purchased a bunch of the 375Zs, Intimidator 375Zs. So I don't know how they compare. I don't know what the costs are comparing, but those are my picks.
That's fair. Good. Well done. That was about 20 seconds, too. Not bad.
Yeah.
We're working on this, folks. We're working on this.
The speed round. Here we go.
Yeah. So did you have... any resolutions for 2017, or do you just, I don't do that stuff, Dave. Did you have anything? And if you did, let's chat about it. I had something, but I took a different approach this year. And then let's talk about if you're doing something for next year.
DJ related or non-DJ related?
Oh. Both, if you're okay with it.
Okay. Within our DJ company, our goal was to bring on Sarah, my wife, into our business. Just because I love sharing the excitement of our success with her, and she understands the excitement that I have now. So it's actually been healthy for our marriage as well.
I'll bet.
Because before I'd be like, oh man, I got this cool event. Oh great. So you're going to be gone this weekend. I'm like, well, yeah, this is how I make my money. But now there's like this mutual understanding of the success. So I think that was a huge thing for us. She takes care of all of our marketing, our media, our social networks.
Yeah.
the bookkeeping stuff, the paperwork, the stuff that I don't want to do, and allows me to focus on other things. That was a huge move for us in 2017. Non-DJ related, I think my biggest thing was probably running a half marathon.
No kidding. Did you do it?
Yeah, I did. I should have trained. I'll just put it that way. I was pretty miserable right around mile 12. But, you know, you have to go out more than just 2.5 times for training. So, no. But it was really cool. The reason we did it was my sister had been battling cancer, and that was one of her bucket list things. So she ran it. My wife ran it. My nephew, who is 13, ran it. I mean,
killed you probably, right? Just destroyed you.
No. Actually, I was hoping that we were going to be able to run the whole thing together. But he was kind of like, at first it was like running way ahead of us, and then he was walking, and then he would run way ahead of us. I'm like, okay, just stay with my pace, you know, just follow me. But it was, like I said, it was on behalf of my sister, and it was a really cool, really cool thing to be a part of.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I've never been really a New Year's resolution type of guy. So for 2017, I decided to take a slightly different approach, and I just wanted to adopt a theme for the year. So I shared it on my blog back in January earlier this year. So, all right, get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's my theme for this year. So I, decided to embrace that. And folks know I'm a student of Tim Ferriss, and I haven't read all the books of Seneca like he insists that we should. But the whole idea of just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, and, you know, facing what you, what concerns and worries you most, so that everything else just seems like a cakewalk. Not entirely, of course, but yeah. So, okay, time to commit to some things, Dave. Get uncomfortable, a number of things, committing to a blog post every week, which I didn't completely fulfill, but that's okay. I got almost all of them done. And I don't know, man, I know you've done it plenty of times. You mentioned you've talked at, you know, lighting symposium before. I've seen you on stage at Mobile Beat before, but cool. Just standing on stage in front of my peers, nothing scares a living. Can I say this word on your show, John? Never mind. Nothing scares the living crap out of me more than getting up on stage in front of my peers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Someone's talked me into doing a presentation, though. So, I don't know. Midwest DJs Live 2018. Here I come.
All right. It's going to be good. And actually, I'm looking forward to that, because I haven't had a chance to go to Midwest DJs Live. I would say that's kind of a goal for me as well, which I already knew I was going, because I will also be speaking there. I'm excited to share a new seminar called This Little Light of Mine. And wait till you hear my walk-up music. It's going to be like the UFC fighters when they're going up, you know, doing their girls just want to have fun thing, you know. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I want to show people, you know, how to utilize old lighting that you might not use anymore, how to recycle it, how to reuse it, as well as kind of looking at other opportunities on, you know, fixture flexibility, you know, utilizing a fixture for this, you might also be able to use it for this. So right. I think it's going to be a great seminar. I'm looking forward to. What's your seminar going to be on? Or are you not allowed to say yet?
No, I will say, and in fact, it's just been asked here in the chat as well. I'm going to be speaking to word of mouth. And I don't just mean the passive word of mouth that everybody says is the best form of marketing. I really don't think DJs, as much as we all say that, I don't think DJs actually spend much time leveraging word of mouth in their favor, nor do they realize all of the different things that directly influence word of mouth. So I'm going to be speaking to that, how word of mouth has kept me, you know, very busy, just as busy as I need to be, while having a ridiculously outdated website. God, Jeremy, I was looking the other day. I'm terrible. I have my testimonials up there. They're all dated with the wedding date of that testimonial.
Oh no.
Most recent one on my website is
2014.
It's 13 or 14.
Jeez. Yeah, you might be due. You might be due.
So I guess, I mean, I'm not saying you all should just let your website go, but I am saying the power of word of mouth for me has been remarkable. And there's some very, I don't want to say calculated necessarily, but I'm very aware of how and why that is the case. And yeah, I hope to speak to that. I don't think it's a topic that's been approached from a seminar point of view. So
that'll be good. Fresh seminars, got to love them.
Come on out, please support Jer and I. Sit in the front row, point and laugh at me. I might need it.
I will. You know I will.
Yeah.
What else? What else for 18? What? Anything else besides the speaking?
Well, so that's kind of where my get uncomfortable theme for 2017 led. Is I've now got a speaking engagement at Midwest DJs Live in Milwaukee for 2018. You know, I think so. I've been trying to figure out what's my theme going to be for this coming year. I think my theme might be learning how to say no so that I can really say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a fascinating interview. Tim Ferriss had his most recent podcast, and in it, the man said something which I thought was brilliant. This is a man who has influenced many great and successful people that you and I would know, even though he himself is a relative unknown. Anyway, he said, you know what they say about making a lot of money? The trick is to have a really, really good idea, execute it really, really well, and then very, very carefully try to avoid ever having another good idea. The idea being, right, you know, we try to go in too many directions all at once, and what do? We often end up half-baking everything.
Yeah.
You are the individuals out there who can literally Elon Musk it and go down this road, down this road, down this road, and kill every one of them, right?
Right.
So I think my goal for this coming year is going to be to learn how to say no more so that I can really say yes to the things that I really want to just. So maybe we'll see. Stay tuned. Cool. What about you?
Yeah. So some of my big things, I don't know. You probably saw my picture that I posted, and I've had a lot of people asking about it already. SoundSwitch. If you are not familiar with SoundSwitch, go check it out. Right. That is, I just started working on that this week. And man, it is so good. I'm really enjoying it. That's why I've got these movers in here right now.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying the program, and it's going to change a lot for the lighting industry when it comes to the DJ world. So, that's going to be a big thing. I'm diving into that pretty hard. It was kind of like the same thing with Show Express. At first it was like, oh, I don't know. Do I really want to learn this? You know, I'm going to start. Oh, I just don't get it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's cool. You know, you really start like picking things apart in it and you start creating some really cool things. So, you're going to see a lot of Shop Time videos coming up with SoundSwitch. I'm excited to share those with everybody.
Sweet. I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually, my goal is to get roughly like 6 of these units and have those for our company. So my guys, all they technically have to do is plug into SoundSwitch, and I pretty much created all their light shows for their weddings ahead of time. So that's going to be a big implementation for us. I know you and I have talked about it. I did step away from the Mobile Beach Show this year to actually attend the Mobile Beach Show this year. So I'm
what a concept.
Yeah. I'm extremely excited about that. And I think ADJ is doing the show this year, and they'll do a great job. Beautiful. I think, yeah. So you got Jason Janai, and with him and his creativity, he's going to be able to really create some great things for that show, which he always does. But it was kind of funny that you had said, you know, you want to just learn to say no. I wanted to actually bring that up probably in our next show coming after the year is, okay. Well, that was one of the things was, you know, we have to understand and we have to learn to just say no. So that was a hard thing for me, but again, in reality, it wasn't too hard for me to say, I think I want to step away from the show because this is what I'm missing out on. And I mean, the show is real. It's a lot of work. I don't think people really do realize how much work goes into that.
I won't even pretend to imagine how much work you do for that show. It's just
so that was a big move. That's, you know, I guess it's already done. You know, I can't really say New Year's resolution. That's what I'm going to do in 2018. But it'll feel good to actually be an attendee again. I'm excited about that. The other thing, I think I'd mentioned this to you before as well. I know I've mentioned it to some of my, you know, some of my colleagues. I'm going to have my first soul lighting workshop in 2018. Don't have the dates or anything, don't have locations or anything picked out. I do have the curriculum basically all created. Now with SoundSwitch, there will be a session specifically on SoundSwitch. So that's going to be a cool addition to the curriculum that I've put together. But I really want to just inspire people hands-on, and I want them to learn, not just from YouTube videos, but, you know, be able to ask questions right there in the moment, because that's how I learn. So those are my big announcements for going into 2018.
Congratulations. Well, I want to hold you to that workshop happening.
Yeah.
Everybody watching tonight, if Jeremy doesn't have dates announced by the time Mobile Beat hits.
Okay. All right. I might be able to make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone just said in the comments, by the way, is Mobile Beat where it's at? Yeah. Mobile Beat's where it's at.
Yeah, it's a great show.
DJs Live, as is ARM. I mean, they're all great, but Mobile Beat's the next one. So yes, come.
Yeah. I mean, go to all of them. There's really, I know people are like, oh, well, you know, I can't afford. Well, then you're not charging enough. Start charging more in your DJ services, because when you go to these shows, then you'll be able to start charging more, because you're taking away some great information, making you a better DJ, making you a better business. And it's just the circle of life. So
true that, true that. Well, we have some stuff to give away tonight. Yeah. Don't we?
Yes, we do, guys. Yes.
There he is. We're giving away internet service tonight.
Yeah. Well, the irony is this past week, my oldest that's still at the house started a job with our local ISP here. So when I was walking in,
it makes sense.
I'm walking. It's like, what is going on with this? And he's like, oh, well, we were playing with the things, and we were they tweaked in the speed. For some reason, every once in a while we have a hiccup, and they blame it on Apple, that all of a sudden all of our Apple devices decide to do an update at the same time, and that just will suck our bandwidth. Yeah, now our devices have we've got a 20 meg down, or 20 meg download, and because of them tweaking, we have a 30 meg upload. Yeah, like that helps.
That's a crazy up. That's fast
over copper. Yeah, that's pretty fast. And again, it didn't help us a half or an hour ago when we were having issues. So sorry about that, gang. Okay,
I think I just added one more thing to my Christmas list.
What's that?
Look at the microphone that John has. I have one of those in my studio, but this is what I use. I mean, it's a great mic, don't get me wrong, but I like John's.
Yeah, why are you using it? Ben Stowe has got...
Jeremy, hold on a second. Hold on. If our show lasts into 2018, I think that's part of the deal, is a studio kit from...
Yes, Ben's got some new Can-Am arms and such. We could probably work that out and get one over there so Jeremy doesn't have that ugly...
I use this bad boy right here. See, this is a Shure PG-27.
You could use a studio arm also.
I could.
You definitely could. We'll talk to Ben.
Tell you what, John, let's cut to the chase, though. It's cold up here. I need a jacket right now.
The three season porches and three season.
Anyway,
okay,
we got some stuff to give away, John.
We're going
to
give away.
Yeah, what are we giving away?
We got two drawings. Our first one, I just pulled the names while you guys were talking and such. So we're giving away.
Must be
first.
Present.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for, which means that down to 46 chances. But no, that's not how we do these. We're going to be giving away a set of studio speakers from Mackie. These are the CR5BT. They are 5-inch Bluetooth enabled set of studio monitors for practicing at the house and such. I've heard these. They sound very, very nice. Nice compact size. Basically 5-inch when you're doing your studio things work wonderfully for that. So those are going to be going to the winner of that is George Munoz from DJ GQ Sound and Lighting. So George,
is he on?
I don't believe so. I think George has been on with us in the past, but not tonight. Well, we got lucky.
Where's George out of? Where's George out of?
I don't know. That I don't know. All I have is an email address that I'll be contacting George. So,
George. Congrats, George. Congrats, my friend.
And now our final one is from Electro Voice.
The big dog.
But before we get to that, Jeremy's going to tell us a little bit about that time when he was in elementary school and he scun his knee. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, so I was outside and I fell.
Oh, my gosh.
Now let's give away those speakers.
Excuse me. I'm a little emotional from that story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So we're going to be giving away a pair of the brand new. These are the ELX200s. These are the speakers that were announced at DJ Expo. Out in Atlantic City, Jeremy was there. Jeremy spoke on the stage. He was demonstrating the Evolve at that show for the first time. I mean, that was a pretty impressive room. Lighting, beautiful. It was pretty good.
It was okay.
He was there doing that.
And they had Jeremy demoing, eh?
They did.
And I was there too.
He was there. He was looking dapper.
So, yeah. So, okay. I want to tell people the benefits of Bluetooth because I know. No, Dave, just be quiet. Because the technology in these ELX200s, it has built-in Bluetooth as well.
Does it really?
So, yeah, it should.
Okay, now wait a second. You guys are gonna have to bear with us now because I'm not sure if they do. And I don't want to say if that's not the case.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk about the Evolve
that do then. Have it in for sure, and we'll know in just a second. Well, he is sharing that in.
I'm going to pen drop as soon as he's like, it does.
I stuck my tongue to a metal pole in the winter time.
No, that's... hold on, stop. let me talk about something that actually has purpose. So with the Bluetooth, we did an event beginning of November.
That Dave and I don't have purpose?
Hold on. In the beginning of November, and my vocalist actually had all of her music on a iPad. And instead of running a cable, did I talk about this already? I don't remember who I will. Okay. Yeah. So instead of running the cable back to the system, we actually sent the Bluetooth signal to the speakers. So she had this iPad stand, and she was playing all of her music right off of the iPad using the Bluetooth. It was awesome. So that is obviously a repeat from what I said last week. But anyways.
All right, John.
Okay. So this is what it says on the website. Eevee, quick smart mobile application. Quickly and wirelessly configure, control, and monitor up to 6 ELX200 loudspeakers simultaneously and receive immediate notification during critical performance conditions. Bluetooth is available in select countries.
So not Canada. I'm just kidding.
So
It does. It sends and receives. All of the new stuff that Eevee has come out with within the last couple months has Bluetooth send and receive. So you can actually... like if your speaker is clipping or it's peaking, it will notify. It'll make your phone vibrate or give you a sign that there's issues going on and you should back it down a little bit. So it protects your speakers. And you know, Ed Petty out of Dallas, he got some of the Evolve 50s, and he's like, dude, this app is so cool. Actually, he's like, dude, this app is so cool.
Yeah.
You know what? This app is so cool. You can actually connect the two speakers so they work exactly the same, you know, so you tell this one to do this and then the other one will follow it. And
can you put a little bit more?
It really is. It's a pretty complex and pretty cool.
Yeah, you weren't giving us enough Texas. Wow. You needed some more Texas speak. You had that.
Sorry, Jer. They're just starting to pool on how many DJ Jer stories we're going to hear tonight on the chat here.
Hey. We're drawing it out. We want to build the anticipation. Okay, give them away, John.
Okay,
here we go.
So the Eevee ELX200 15-piece speakers with Bluetooth connectivity goes to Scott Allen from Warren, Michigan. Congratulations, Scott.
Woo!
Yay!
Is he present?
I don't think so. But he's from Warren, Michigan.
All right, draw again.
The energy just crashed.
Our viewership
draw
just
again. See, guys, if I would have kept talking, then we would have probably picked someone else's name. Okay. And you could have been the winner.
Could have been.
Okay, what's the guy's name again? Congratulations to
Scott Allen from Warren, Michigan.
Outstanding.
Congratulations.
I bet our viewership just went down to 2.
Pretty much did. But I think it was because of the story about, you know, the emotional story of you skinning your knee, and that was pretty sad.
You made me.
I know. I didn't realize it was such an emotionally tear-jerking moment.
All right. Gentlemen, so, John,
we're taking a couple weeks off. Is that right, John?
That is. We're taking 2 weeks off.
Schedule.
We're going to be the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing just live open chat nights. I'll be getting more information out to everyone on that in the email. But basically, the way it's going to do, we're going to start as one group in a large chat, and then from there, you're going to have four links, and you can go into these different chat rooms with hosts who are going to be talking about specific topics. So let's say Jeremy would actually come to one of these, and he would be the host of one of those. He might have a room where he's going to be talking about cheesecake, and that would be the topic for that room for the night. And if you want to talk cheesecake, yeah, precisely.
So am I supposed to be a moderator for one of these?
I'm waiting for you to finally get yourself together and say yes, and I'll be doing one of those. But hey,
You send that to me?
It's on where all the writers and all of our content stuff is shared.
Gosh, John, you know, my wife takes care of my Facebook.
Oh, well, that would be why then.
But did you not watch the show tonight?
Well, I did.
Is that why my sensitive messages to you, Jer, have not been getting through Facebook?
I was going to say, actually, I thought Jeremy was much more charming online now. This could be a...
Yeah. All those kissy faces emojis you've been getting?
No, those were cut down a lot recently. I don't know why. You know, last year, the year before, there were a lot of kissy faces, not so much now. A lot of stern eyebrows.
Outstanding. Well, John, the million-dollar question, are you signing Jer and I on for 2018, or are we done?
No, that is our plan. You guys are going to be anchoring our Wednesday night show, if that continues to work for the two of you. And we've got a couple of sponsors who are coming on board because they are really liking what you guys are doing. So we're pretty excited about that.
They're drinking while they watch us.
I'm pretty much saying it too.
The palatable way this show could be. Anyway, I just want to say from my household up here, from all the DJs up here in Canada to all of you, my friends down south of the border, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Been a pleasure, John, being on this ride so far. Jerry, you as well, and to everybody watching. My best to all of you during the holidays.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.